Greet one another in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's our joy to be here this morning, to be in this place where we are happy to be in.
Amen.
There is no other place where we are happy to be in except if we are in the house of the Lord. That's why David says in one place,
said one thing which I have desired,
that
I may dwell in the house of the Lord. Amen. So it's a wonderful morning this morning. In his presence. Amen. May we just bow our heads and pray. Mangwanana nasinuya zvakare pamberi pechikaro chenyasha. Baba muri mutsveneshe makanaka zvirokwazvo nziyo dzeZioni dzaimbwa. Baba makanaka makatendeka mwoyo yedu yanyevenuswa. Baba muri mutsveneshe makanaka Jehovha kuziva kuti ishe muri mutsvene muri pano sevimbiso yamakapa mukati meshoko renyu kuti pana vaviri kana vatatu mukati mezita rangu ndinenge ndiripo. Baba zvirokwazvo tinozviisa pamberi pouso hwenyu. Baba muri mutsvene takamirira ishe kururama kunzwa kubva kwamuri. Baba ishe muri mutsvene zvirokwazvo sevanhu Jehovha. Tenzi tine mafungiro edu, tine maonero edu, asi baba wokururama Jehovha shoko renyu ndo rinotora precedence, baba wokururama mukati moupenyu hwedu. Tinoti ishe muri mutsvene huyai mangwanana nhasi zvakare, ishe muri mutsvene muzodze, baba makanaka makatendeka miromo yedu, muzodze nzeve dzedu, baba makanaka Jehovha wokururama kuti chimwe nechimwe chatingareva Jehovha chingapa upenyu kuvana venyu. Mutsvene samasimba, mutsvene makatendeka, tinozviisa pamberi pouso hwenyu mangwanana nhasi. Tinoti ishe muri mutsvene huyai Jehovha wokururama, baba muri mutsvene muzodze kuparidzwa kweivhangeri, muzodze ishe muri mutsvene kunyange nzeve imwe neimwe ichanzwa, baba makanaka nokuti shuwa yatinayo ndeyekuti ishe muri mutsvene imi muonekwe mukati moupenyu hwedu, ndeyekuti ishe muri mutsvene tifambe zviri nani pamberi pouso hwenyu. Jehovha tigadzirirwe ishe muri mutsvene iroro zuva rokuuya kwenyu. Baba tinoziva kuti ishe muri mutsvene makauya kare Jehovha kuti mukokorodze baba muri mutsvene vana venyu. Tinoti ishe muri mutsvene tipei Jehovha kukwanisa ishe wokururama kucherechedza uvepo hwenyu nguva dzose. Tipei kucherechedza ishe muri mutsvene kuti imi ndimi baba makanaka makazviratidza mukati moupenyu hwemuprofita, ndimi zvakare ishe muri mutsvene muchiri pakati pekereke yenyu ishe muri mutsvene, nokuti mwari wangu wokururama makati hamutisiitiri toga asi muchave nesu kunyange matiri kusvika kumagumo enyika. Baba tinozviisa mukati meruoko rwenyu, chikumikidza sevhisi ino mukati memaoko enyu, chiti ishe muri mutsvene chivai nesu baba makarurama Jehovha. Kunyange ishe muri mutsvene envelope iri pano baba wokururama Jehovha, munoziva chishuvo baba makanaka makatendeka netarwo ine vana venyu baba muri mutsvene, vaunza ishe muri mutsvene vaine kutenda Jehovha kuziva kuti muri Mwari ishe muri mutsvene. Makati kumbirai chose chamunoda mukati mezita rangu ndinokuitirai baba. Ndaiti ishe muri mutsvene ipai baba makanaka vana venyu Jehovha, sekushuva kwavanoita baba makarurama ishe muri mutsvene, kwakamirirwa ishe muri mutsvene envelope iri pano mangwanana nhasi, kuti ishe muri mutsvene sure kwezvose mbiri nokudzwa zvigopiwa kuzita renyu baba. Tinozviisa kwamuri, tinozviisa mukati meruoko rwenyu. Tinoti ishe muri mutsvene chivai nesu mukati mesevhisi ino ishe muri mutsvene, sure kwezvose mbiri nokudzwa tikozvipa kuna Kristu Jesu. Taisa zvese kwamuri, tichikumbira zvese nokutenda muzita ratenzi Jesu Kristu chedu. Amen and amen. 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 Tokwasana zvakare mangwanana nhasi muzita ratenzi Jesu Kristu.
Greet one another this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Ini mufaro wangu kunge tiri pano mangwanana nhasi.
It's my joy to be here this morning.
Amen. Ndansingatarisi kunge ndiri pano.
I was really not expecting to be here.
Ndakamira pamberi pouso hwenyu.
Standing before you.
Amen. I thought maybe ama some guys signing zvira, because I've just been going up and down through the week.
I thought the brothers were going to feel pity for me and excuse me because I've been going up and down the whole week.
Because my father is not feeling well out there in Gweru, so I've been going between Harare and Gweru.
So yeah, I
desire that you also pray for him.
Amen. And
I should have been gone a long time ago. So just pray for me. I think I'll be heading back tomorrow morning. But this morning it has fallen my lot that I stand before you. So I was when I was sitting there, and my brother was reading the quote from Christ, the mystery of God revealed. I
said
that he should have just continued then. Because the same quote he was reading
is
part of my notes here. So I think you should have just continued and you should have rested. But anyway, we thank God for His grace and mercy. Amen. Before we say a lot of things, can we just open our Bibles to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1. We'll read from verse 1 to verse 5, and then we'll finish off up to verse 18 when we are seated.
Then we will read up to verse 18 whilst we seated.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus.
Paulo, ma apostola wa Christ Jesu, nokuda kwa Mwari, kwa tsvene vari pa Efeso, nekunoona anotenda muna Christ Jesu.
Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Nyasha ngadzive nemi norugare runobva kuna Mwari Baba vedu naShe Jesu Kristu.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
Ngavongwe Mwari na Baba vaShe wedu Jesu Kristu, wakatiropafadza nokuropafadza kose kumweya kudenga muna Kristu.
According as He has chosen us in Him before the foundations of the world.
Sezva akatisanangura maari
that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will.
Amen.
We may be seated and continue reading. Do you want to time? To the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved.
Kuti kunaka kukuru kwenyasha dzake, dzakangotipa hake, nemudikano wake kurumbidzwe.
In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace.
Uyo watine dzikinuro maari neropa rake, iko kukanganwirwa kwekudarika kwedu nokuwanda kwenyasha dzake.
Wherein He hath abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence.
Dzakawanzwa kwatiri nokuda kweuchenjeri kwose uye nokuziva kwose.
Having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He had purposed in Himself.
Akatizivisa zvakavanzika zvokuda kwake, sezvaakafadzwa pakufunga kwake iye ega maari.
That in the dispensation of the fullness of time, He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on the earth, even in Him.
Kuti afabise kuzara kwenguva, aunganidze muna Kristu zvose zviri kudenga nezviri pasi.
Amen. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will.
Muna iye watakaitwavo ivo venhaka maari yatakatemerwa kare nekurayira kwaiye kunoita zvese nekufunga kwake kwokuda kwake.
That we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ.
Kuti tirumbidze kubwinya kwake isu takatarira kare kuna Kristu.
In whom we also trusted after that He had the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that He believed, He was sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise.
Muna iye nemivo makanzwa shoko rezvokwadi maari, iyo vhangeri yokuponeswa kwenyu muna iye wamakatenda kwaari, mukaisirwa chisimbiso nomweya mutsvene wamakapikirwa.
Amen. Let's read 17 and 18. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him.
Kuti Mwari waShe wedu Jesu Kristu Baba wokubwinya kukuru akupei mweya wokuchenjera nokuzarurirwa pakumuziva.
The eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
Mavenekerwa meso moyo yenyu kuti muzive kuti kudana kwake kune tariro yei ne fuma yokubwinya kwenhaka yake pakati pevatsvene.
Amen. Maybe let's also just read John chapter 14.
Tiverenge John 14.
It's a very familiar scripture.
Kwava toziva tese.
Just read verse 1, 2, 3. Let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me.
Moyenyu irege kumanikidzwa, tendai kuna Mwari, mutendewo kwandiri.
In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you.
Mumba mababa wangu mune nzvimbo zhinji dzokugara. Teikwaisa vakudaro ndingadai ndakakuudzai nokuti ndinoenda kundokugadzirirai pokugara.
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself.
Kana,
that where I am, there you may be also.
Kana ndaenda kundokugadzirirai pokugara, ndinozouyazve ndichikugamuchirai kwandiri kuti apo pandinenge ndiri nemi mugovapo.
Amen. May God add blessing to the reading of his word. Maybe let's bow our heads again and pray.
Shetenzi Jehovah, tokutenda imangwanani ano, taverenga shoko renyu, tinozviziya kuti muprofita anotidzidzisa, kuti hanzi zviri nani kuti ndiwane kwandakamira pashoko renyu, pane kuti ndigowane kwandakamira kuenga kana pasi, nekuti zvimwe zvese zvinogona kupfuura. Asi shoko iro raverengwa rigone kudarika. Nokudaro tokumbira kuti simba reshoko iri richibata panguva ino mune umwe neumwe wedu akaterera rigobata mumushumiri tigova mweya umwe chete tigonzwa zvamuruda kutaura kwatiri muzuva ranhasi. Tenzo kururama tikaungana imi mukarega kutaura tinge taunganira pasina taakukukumbirai kuti tenzo kururama tikumbira kunzwa kubva kwamuri zita ratenzi namambo Jesu Kristu. Amen.
Amen. Totenda Mwari mangwanana nhasi.
Thank the Lord this morning.
And ndotora nguva yenyakareba.
I don't think I'll take a long time.
Amen. Ndotora, I'll take the advice from Brother Marunya.
Ndichati Brother Marunya vachindirayira.
I was sitting there one day.
Ndinonda ndakagara apo mumusi.
He was standing here.
Vachimba vati.
He was standing here.
Iwo vanga vakamira pano.
Amen. And he says, I'm not going to be very long. He says, if you want the people to love you and want you to come back, you should not make the service long. So I believe I'm not going to take much of your time. Anyway, I believe the message of the hour.
We end up tending our home marriage or engua.
Amen.
You 1 hour.
Yeah, that's what I'm used to.
Do you understand, Jaira?
Amen. Amen. All the services I attend when I'm not here.
My service is and no pinda kana ndisiri kuno kumusha.
I just know when the preacher stand up at quarter to 12. At quarter to 11.
Ndinongo dzari kana mpari dzakamira na quarter to 11.
I know by quarter to 12.
The
service is closed.
Service.
Yes, true, brother, sister. It's not how much the service is long. It's not how much it is short.
It's,
but it's how much God has spoken. Even if you sit here 5 minutes, but if God has spoken, we go home satisfied. So this morning we are just looking up unto him. Amen.
As a individual, there is nothing I can bring to you. But all we're doing,
echo the same thing.
Amen. The same thing that the prophet talked about.
Amen. I remember one brother when he was trying to illustrate what the preachers only do after the message has gone off forth with through the prophet. He says what we only do is only that we come before you. And we say, what is this, brothers? ichichinyi chama.
What is this, brothers?
Kusikira munhu wese ati ibhuku.
Until everybody says it's a book.
Wese aona kuti ibhuku.
And everybody says it's a book.
Ndo zvatinoita mangwanana.
That's all we do.
Amen. Well, that's echoing the same thing.
Chirungounza maongira izvinhu zvimwe.
Which the prophet has already said.
Zvinhu zvimwe zvakataurwa neprofeta.
Because he was the messenger to this day.
Nekuti ndiye anga ari mutumwa wechizvarwa chino.
And whatever he said.
Chiese chakataura.
I like what always the prophet says.
Ndoda zvataurwa neprofeta.
When he came to pray for the sick.
Paanouya pakunamatira varwere.
And he met a stubborn demon.
Ndoosangana nedemon rakatsindimara.
He always addresses the demon saying.
Anongoudza demon achiti.
By the commission.
Kuburikidza nekutumwa.
Which was given unto me.
Kwandakatumwa nako.
By the angel.
Nengirozi.
I adjure thee, Satan.
Ndinomisidzana newe Satan.
So we believe the same thing to this morning.
Tinotenda zvimwe zvamangwana
nano. This way that we speak.
Shoko ratiri kutaura.
It has been given.
Rakapuwa.
By the angel of God.
Nengirozi yaMwari.
So we are echoing the same thing.
Nokudaro tirikunza maongera
izvo. Each and every believer.
Kuti umwe nomwe mutende.
Will be able to recognize.
Agone kucherechedza.
What God.
Izvo Mwari
wanted them to see.
Zvaida kuti vaone.
So this morning,
mangwanani ano,
we have read from Ephesians.
Taverenga kubva kuna vaEfeso.
When Paul is speaking to the Ephesians.
Paulo achitaura nevaEfeso.
Amen. That God chose us.
Mwari akatisarudza.
In himself.
Baari.
Before the foundations of the world.
Nyika isati yavambwa.
I believe, brother, sister.
Ndodavira hama nzvadzi.
That is the thing.
Ndozvinhu zvacho.
That is the revelation.
Ndochizaruro.
Which every Christian.
Chekuti muKristo oga oga.
Has to have.
Anofanga kuva ainacho.
That's why the prophet says.
Ndosaka muprofita achiti.
In the message of the church ages.
Mumaridzo emazvarwa emakereke.
He says the importance.
Chakakosha.
Of the importance.
Chakakoshera.
Of revelation.
Chakakoshera chizaruro.
Can never be overemphasized.
Kukosha kwechizaruro.
Akugone
kuti titi tanyanya kukutsananguro.
Why?
Because
when you have got that revelation,
which
does not come because of your knowledge of going to school, that revelation only comes by God himself. Just like he said to Peter that day, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. Because Peter was able to recognize through the revelation which God had given that Christ was the lamp of God. That Christ, amen, was the sacrificial lamb. That
Christ
was the only way Adam could go back to where he was in the Garden of
Eden.
Because when man fell in the Garden of Eden, amen, he was reduced from the realms of God. And he came into the realms of the animal world. Amen. This morning, we just want to say, he chose us. Amen. Amen. Chosen in him before the foundations of the world. Because until you come to know that, until God reveals that to you, you can never be a Christian. Amen. Because God, when the gospel is being preached, it's only to enlighten you. It's only to bring you back. To bring your thoughts back. To where you were. Before the foundations of the world. Because until you can see yourself there before you came where you are. Because remember the prophet said, we in this body, we bypassed that theophany body because of sin. Amen. We bypassed. Because what happened in the Garden of Eden, I like the quote which my brother read here. The prophet says, amen, he could have achieved in Adam and Eve.
I go now. Kuva akazviita muna Adam na Eva.
He could have just let them like that.
Aigona kuva akangovasiya vakataro.
But the prophet says,
asi muprofita anoti,
God,
Mwari,
could have they been seen.
Anga dai asina kuonekwa.
What he was.
Zvaanga ari.
He was a savior.
Akanga ari muponesi.
Amen. But there was nothing to save.
Asi panga pasina chekuponesa.
But here, God is there.
Asi zvino Mwari aripo.
He is a savior.
Ari muponesi.
There was nothing to save.
Panga pasina chekuponesa.
So God made a way. So that he himself can be seen. That's why in the Garden of Eden, amen, it's not that God was not powerful. It's not that God could not let Adam go on. Like he had created him in Genesis chapter 1:26, where he says, let us make man in our own image. And man was created in the image of God. And that man could not sin. That man was God. Amen. Walking on the earth. That man, he spoke like God. Whatever he did, it was showing forth who God was. Amen. Because when he created Adam and Eve, there was something to worship him. The Bible says he became God. Because God is an object of worship. But in him was more to be shown of who this God is. The human mind could not comprehend who this God is. So he made a way that he could be seen. That's why there was the four in the Garden of Eden. But before the four, he had already purposed in himself that you and me, we will be a perfect people, but we are only here to show forth who God is. That's why we are not worried about what we go through. Because when you come to that revelation, you know that you are part. We are part of the plan of God. You are not just here, brother, sister, because you just came here to be a church member. But we are here to show forth who God is. That's why in this hour that we are living in, the fullness of time has come. That's why we have to see the very manifestation of God in the life of the believers. God is not looking for a church. God is not looking for a gathering of people. But God is looking for individuals. Amen. Who come to that realization that they were there with him. And they are only here now to show forth the purpose of God. They are only here now to show who God is. Brother, when you come to that place, oh, then it's a joy to come to church. It's a joy to be a Christian. Amen. Because you know, you are already an overcomer. You know, the battle is already won. Because it was won on the cross at Calvary. Because he became sin. That you and me might become the righteousness of God. That's why, brother, sister, the Christian in this hour, more so the one who has heard the voice of the seventh angel, because it was God himself who was calling. Remember, Christ said, there is no man who can come unto me except the Father calls him. Why except the Father calls him? Because he was written in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundations of the world. Before he even you cried as a baby, God had already foreordained you, amen, to be a Christian in this hour that we are living in. That's why you are here this morning. It's the God before the foundations of the world. Amen. Before you were even here, God had already purposed. God had already finished the work. So why do you worry? Why are you a failure? Why can't you go on and live a Christ? Christian life. If you are here and you have said you are a Christian, my Bible tells me, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Behold, all things have passed away. old, behold, new things have come. Because the cross at Calvary. Why had they to be Calvary? Calvary had to be there to make sure you and me, we stand again as Adam. That's why Calvary had to be there. So if you are giving testimony this morning that you have embraced Calvary, you have embraced that sacrifice, brother, sister, you live a different life, brother, sister. There's no one who has to follow behind you to make sure that you are a Christian. Because when you have met God, sure, there's going to be a change in your life. There's no man who met God in this Bible that we read. Any man who met God and he continued on the same. No, brother, sister. Any man who met God, there was a change. Amen. From the previous to the new. Because when you meet God, the sole purpose why God meets you is to show you that you are part of me. You cannot do as you like. You, I've got a purpose for you. Amen. And that purpose is for me to be seen in your life. So, brother, sister, that's why the Bible says, if you are in Christ Jesus, you have been born of that incorruptible seed. Amen. It cannot be corrupted by the things of the world. Because in you, when you come to Calvary, there's made a way for you to move over from the animal kingdom and come into the kingdom of God. That's why in John chapter 3, when Nicodemus, he came to Jesus by night and he says, Sir, amen, we know the work that you are doing. You cannot do them except you are from God. And Jesus told him, amen, amen, you ought to be born again. Amen, if you are not born again, there is no way you can see the kingdom of heaven. And what brings the new birth is what happened at Calvary. Amen, because your first birth, amen, brings you into sin. But the second birth takes you back into eternity. The second birth takes you to be a perfect man. That's why, brother, sister, each and every day, amen, as we come to church, they don't have to be any gloom on our faces. Amen, there's no need to have a gloom. You have gloom because of the economic situation. You have gloom because of the political situation. Those things are not, they should not even worry you. Because God, who is in you, remember all the situations that you go through. God wants to be seen. But the problem is people, they don't want God to be seen. They want to do it on their own. That's why they murmur. That's why they complain. Amen. Just like the children of Israel, when they were on their journey from Egypt to Canaan, it was God who had called them. It was God who had purposed before even they were there. Amen. When they were still in the loins of Abraham, God had already purposed your seed shall go into another land, and they are going to be under oppression. But after 400 years, I am going to visit them. Amen. So when God visited them, and here is God, he has shown all his power. They have seen the supernatural. Here God is leading them to that promised land. But along the way, they want you to have it their own way. Amen. Why don't you commit your own life to the one who has called you, to the one Amen. Who is leading you? Amen. He is going to guide you each step of the way. That's why when the children of
Israel,
when they came to the bitter waters, they started murmuring. They, because they wanted a situation.
And
they looked at Moses. Moses doesn't even have the machinery here. To dig a borehole where we can reach fresh water. If you were in Egypt, it could have been better. But brother, this journey is not your journey. You never thought of going in this journey. It's God. Who had called them. They had to rely upon God. And if God has called you, you have to rely upon Him. But many times, brother, sister, the Christians today, they don't want to give God the chance. But God is looking for people who are able to wait upon that word, to wait upon that promise. If you say you are a child of
Abraham,
it doesn't matter how long it takes. Amen. It doesn't matter. Amen. If there is something you desire before God, His promises, ask whatever you will in my name, I will give it unto you. Amen. He never said, when you come from your knees, when you come off from your knees, then that thing will be there. God said, ask. And when you ask and you believe, you will get what you have asked for. Amen. But many times we ask, but it seems we don't believe. Because if we believe,
we
surely get what we ask. Amen. Even if it doesn't come, you surely be having an answer from God why it never went that way. Because the Bible says all things, they work together for the good to them that love God. Amen. But brother, people many times they want to take a scripture and just look at that one on its
own.
They forget that they have to take the whole word. Amen, brother, sister, with me when I saw that you have to take the whole word. When I saw that you have to take the whole word, I have no discouragement in my life. I have no worries in my life. No matter what I don't have, I know the most important thing is for me to show the life of God. If someone next to me can be able to see the life of God in me, it gives me satisfaction. Amen. Because you might have all the things of the world. Amen. But God does. People don't see Christ in you. That what purpose is what we have. So, brother, sister, I boast of this one thing, that I have God in my life. And I know that this God, amen, He is more than able to provide for whatever need I have. And He has done it. Like I always say, amen. So many testimonies of what God has done. Amen. Maybe when I speak them to you, you might not see God. But for me, I will have seen God. Because for me, I have a God whom I am walking with. Amen. Who has called me. And brother, sister, I know He is leading me to that one place where I have to come into perfection. Amen. That's why, brother, sister, we are saying this morning, He chose us in Him before the foundations of the world. Amen. Because right that time, when Job, in Job chapter 38, when he was troubled. Amen. He had boils all over him. He was worried. He is looking at the tree. It's cut down. Amen. When the seasons change, the tree springs up once again.
Until
he says, when a tree is cut down, it will sprout up once again. But when a man dies, amen, he is dead. He is forgotten. Amen. What shall be the end of man? But brother, sister, because Job, he was walking with God. God came near him. Amen. In Job chapter
19.
Amen. And he flashed. Amen. The revelation of his word. And he showed
Job
that before you were here, you were somewhere else. Amen. Before you went into this trouble, I had already seen thee. That's why he asked him, where were you? Amen. When I made this world. Amen. That time before the foundations of the world, when the sons of God, amen, they shouted for joy. Where were you? Amen. And Job realized, amen, I was there in God before these troubles. Amen. And
Job,
he saw, amen, Calvary.
Calvary.
What Calvary was going to do, he saw that this God who is speaking to me, who is living in me, he is the life. He is the resurrection. Amen. Amen. And
Job
testified. And he says, even if this skin went, even if they eat me and I become nothing, but I know that my Redeemer lives. I know that someday I will see him. Amen. Because he had caught that revelation of what he was before he came into this body. Amen. That's why, brother, sister, to be a true Christian, you have to come to that revelation to know that you were with him before the foundations of the world. You were part of God. That's what the prophet was echoing in the message of Christ, the mystery of God. Amen. He says in one paragraph, he says, God had this mystery. Amen. Which was hidden at the back part of his mind. But he wanted to show it. Amen. Because he was God, the omnipotent one. Amen. The one who dwelt on his own. There was no one who could understand him. Amen. But in him, he had attributes. He wanted to show himself. And the prophet says, amen, God has shown this mystery in every life, in the lives of the believers. Amen. So God has been showing this mystery of bringing back Adam to where he was in the Garden of Eden. And that mystery, God has been showing it in the lives of the believers, because they were part of his plan of God himself revealing himself. The prophet says, he was God. He went with the children of Israel. He led them in the pillar of fire as Jehovah. Amen. In the pillar of fire. That's why as they were going on, God instructed Moses, let them build me a temple that I may dwell amongst them. Because his desire was to be amongst his people. But with the journey of the children of Israel, he made them to build a temple. And that that great Jehovah,
kuti Mwari mkuruyu,
the pillar of fire,
shomwe moto,
would come into the temple.
Yaiburuka yopinda mutemberi,
but they had no access
asi vanga vasina
to come into that place,
kusvika panzvimbo,
where they could commune with him,
yekuti vaigona kuyanana naye
face to face,
vakatarisana chiso
nechiso. But God made a way,
asi Mwari akaita nzira,
a provisional way,
akaita nzira iya,
where they killed the lamb,
yekuti vaigona kuuraya
gwayana, and the high priest,
priest mkuru,
amen, took blood,
otora ropa,
to go into the holiest of holies,
kupinda munzvimbo chane chene,
to atone for the sins of the people,
kunoreverera zvivi zvevanhu.
But that was only a shadow,
asi wanga uri mvuri.
But that same God,
asi Mwari umwe chete,
after the journey of the children of Israel,
rwendo rwevana va Israel,
he descended down,
akaburuka,
he came into Christ,
ndokupinda muna Kristu.
Amen. For what reason?
Achizvitirei,
to become the savior,
kuti agove muponesi,
to become the sacrificial lamb,
kuti agova gwayana
rechipiriso. Died on the
Christ
cross at Calvary. It was to fulfill the last part of that mystery. God to dwell in his people. For brother, sister, the church of God is the body of believers, the dwelling place of God. That's why the church of God, amen, should show who Christ is. If we come to church, if we come to church and we say we are Christians and we show our own old self, amen, it shows we haven't got that testimony. We are not bringing that testimony. Because remember, before he went on the cross at
Calvary,
he instructed his disciples, go and wait in the city of
Jerusalem.
Don't go and start speaking about Christ. He said, wait in the city of
Jerusalem.
Wait until you are endured with power from on high.
Kubva kumusoro.
What was that power? Amen. It was the power, because of the sacrifice of
Calvary.
Because he says, I go to prepare a place for you. Amen. How was he going? What was making the disciples to be sorrowful? Because he was going to be hanged on the cross at Calvary. They wanted him to stay with them. They wanted to go on rejoicing because of the miracle. They wanted him to go on rejoicing. Amen. Because of the campaigns which they were having. But he had not come for that. Only those things were to show forth who he is. But he had come to be a lamb, to be a sacrificial, a sacrifice, amen, to take away the sin of Adam's fallenness. That's why he says, I go to make a way, to prepare a place for you. How was he preparing? By his death on Calvary. Because the death of Calvary brings you back to that body, to that place where you were before the foundation of the world. That's why without Calvary, without the new birth, you'll never be able to see that place. You'll never go into that body.
You'll
never be able to go into that kingdom which God has prepared for his own. Amen. How did he prepare
it?
By the cross of Calvary. That's why, brother, sister, before we start anything, before we even start to shout, you have to recognize
Calvary.
You have to come to that full revelation of what it means in your life. Amen. Because when you catch that revelation, what does it do? It makes you to come to realization that I was with God. Because when you come to
Calvary
and you don't recognize that you were with him before the foundations of the world, then Calvary doesn't mean anything to you. Because Calvary to you, it means you are perfect this morning. Amen. It doesn't matter what the devil is trying to say. Amen. Calvary
Calvary.
He's already paid it all. You walk a free man this morning. That's why, brother, sister, you don't have to look down upon yourself. You have to know God has made a way for me. I'm more than able to get all that I want because God has made it available for me. Amen. Brother, sister. Amen. You don't have to be asking from anyone. You have to go back to God. Because God makes a way where there seems to be no way. Amen. He is still God this morning who can heal the sick. Because he has come down in this hour and he has shown who he is. We have seen a display of who God is. Amen. Like I always say, when you speak about the things which have happened in the life of Brother Branham, it's Jesus yesterday. Amen. We have to see Jesus today. And Jesus today, we have to see it in you. Amen. So, brother, sister, don't fail God. Because he chose you in himself before the foundations of the world. And he predestinated you to be in this time. Amen. He never made you to be in the time of Luther. He never made you to be in the time of Wesley. He never made you to be in the time of Pentecost. Why did you make you to be in this time? Because God knew you were more than able to hold on to that word, to hold on to that promise until it materializes in your own life. Brother, sister, we should never lie to one another up until we come to that place. Amen. Then coming to church. He's only coming to church. But we have to come to that place. We're coming to church. There is a joy. You are coming with a song. You are coming with a testimony. Amen. You are coming to testify of what God is doing wherever you are. Amen. Because when you come to church, amen, is only to revive what is in you. Amen. Amen. Church is not putting in something in you. Coming to church, when you hear the word being preached, it's only to revive. It's only to water what is in you. That's why when you come to church, and what is in you, and what is in you is not the word of God. When you come to church, the word will just water, the message will just water. Because the Holy Ghost, which is speaking, but when it's watered, it's whatever is new is not the word of God. It's whatever is new. It start at Calvary. It will blossom because you have brought it under the waters of the word. Amen. So, brother, sister, when you come to church, it's only to revive. Amen. What is in you? To make sure. To make sure what is in you does not die. Amen. Because God is the one. Amen. Who gives the increase. Like Paul says, amen, we have just planted the seed, and it's God who gives the increase. But it's the seed which is in you has not been planted by the word of God, which means whatever is going to blossom, amen, will show for the things of this world. That's why, brother, sister, it's so dangerous for you to come
kuti uye
among the children of God.
Pakati pevana vaMwari.
When you have got something in your heart.
Iwe une chimwe chinhu mumwoyo mako.
Amen, which is not right.
Chisina kumira zvakanaka.
That's why brother sister.
Ndosaka manzvadzi.
Always the children of God.
Nguva dzose vana vaMwari.
Amen, they have got a desire.
Vane shuo.
To make their life right.
Yekugadzirisa upenyu
hwavo. Because you know the principles of God.
Nekuti unoziya zvirevo zveshoko raMwari.
Because the principles of God.
Zvirevo zvaMwari.
Is that let every seed
ndezvekuti mbeu imwe neimwe
ngaibereke
zvorudzi rwayo.
So you never want.
Ndokudaro haude.
You never want.
Hauzode.
Any other seed.
Kuti pave neimwe mbeu.
To be in you.
Ive iri mauri.
Except the seed of the word of God.
Mbeu yeshoko raMwari.
Because if there is any other seed.
Nekuti kana muine imwe mbeu.
Be it bitterness.
Ingava mbeu yenduru.
Amen. It will bring forth.
Ichangoburitsa.
Of its own.
Zverudzi rwayo.
And you'll be scratching all the brothers around you.
Uchazofamba uchimara hama
dzose. That's why brother sister.
Ndoza kamanja.
In this hour that we are living in.
We have
to come to recognize.
Tofanga kuti kamakucherechedza.
That God.
Kuti Mwari.
Before the foundations of the earth.
Nikaisati yavambwa.
Amen. He has chosen us.
Akati sarudza.
Amen. He made us to be his children.
Akati tive vana vake.
We are not just here.
Hatingozi pano.
Amen. Because we just met someone.
Nekuti takangosangana nawo mumwe munhu.
And he spoke to us.
Akataura nesu.
But we are here.
Asiri pano.
By the appointment of God.
Nokuda kwekutemera kwaMwari.
Amen. That's what I believe, brother sister.
Ndozvandotenda amanzvadzi.
Me, I believe God.
Ndotenda kuti Mwari.
He made a way for me.
Akandigadzirira nzira.
Amen. No matter he might have spoken to you.
Kuda akataura kwauri.
Through an irrelevant brother.
Kuda neimwe hama ka.
Who is not even a minister.
Isingatombozi muparidzi.
But if you are here.
Asikana uri pano.
God has spoken to you.
Mwari atotaura newe.
Because God uses the instrument of man.
Nekuti Mwari vanoshandisa mudziyo yevanhu.
There is no way God is going to speak to you.
Ndapana nzira yekuti Mwari ataure newe.
From nowhere.
Kutaura newe kubva mumhepo.
Amen. Mwari vanotaura.
God is going to speak.
Vari mukati mevanhu.
Through human instrumentality. Just like we said the last time. That do not look down upon God's children.
Amen. Nokuti zvavanotaura.
Because whatever they say.
Hauzivi kuti ndiMwari vari kutaura
newe. You may never know, maybe it's God speaking to you.
Amen. Iwe ungazvitora vakazvideredza.
You might look down or shun whatever is being said.
Kana achirarama muno umwe noumwe.
But if God is living in each one of us.
Zvatinoreva.
Whatever we say.
Amen. NdiMwari vanenge vachireva.
It is God speaking.
Amen. Amen. Let me see if I can read to you one quotation here. Prophet says,
Prophet Anoti,
in the message, the testimony of a true witness.
Marizo, testimony of a true witness.
Amen. He says what?
Has Tarisai.
Church. Testimony of a true witness. Message was preached in 61:11:05. What? Church, that the reason I can't take the baptism of the Holy Ghost of crying.
No, you call zero. Ndisingagone kugamuchira rubhabhatidzo rwomweya mutsvene runongonzi nokuti munhu achema.
Shaking or speaking in tongues.
Kana nekuti azenge akwaziswa kana nekuti azotaura nendimi.
Or any sensation.
Kana mamwe manyawu anogona kuva nawo.
They are all right.
Zvinhu zvakanaka.
Now see, then things are all right.
Zvinhu izvo zvinhu zvakanaka.
But the devil can impersonate that story.
Asi diabolos izvozvo anogona kuzviteedzera zvikatoita sezvichokwadi.
But the Holy Ghost
asi mweya mutsvene
is deity.
Humwari.
God tabernacled in a man.
Mwari agere mumunhu.
It's more than a sensation.
Zvinodarika nyawi.
It's more than speaking in tongues.
Zvigodarika kutaura nendimi.
It's more than shouting.
Zvigodarika kudaidzira uri mumweya.
It's more than weeping.
Zvigodarika kuchema.
It's more than joining church.
Zvigodarika kuva nhengo yechurch.
It's God living in a man.
Mwari ari kurarama mumunhu.
Deity.
Humwari.
God himself.
Mwari pauzima.
Tabernacled into that person.
Agere mumunhu iyeye.
When he can speak.
Paanogona kutaura.
And it's just as God speaking.
Mwari iyeye ataura zvangofana naMwari ataura.
That's the church of Jesus Christ.
Ndozviri church ya Jesu Christ.
That's the way that first apostle church went forth.
Ndomufambiro wakaita church yepakutanga yeapostola.
And the prophet says.
Prophet anoti.
How different.
Ko zvasiyana seiko nekereke dzanhasi.
How different.
Zvasiyana.
That we've got away from it.
Kuti tatsauka kubva pazviri.
C. since our denominational organization started. About 2nd century after Christ.
Kunana 300 uko kubva kwaenda Kristu.
In the early Catholic Church.
Mukereke Katolika yekutanga.
Making organization.
Pachigadzirwa masangano.
And teaching philosophy of man.
Nekudzidzisa dzidziso dzevanhu.
Today there is many people.
Nasi uno pano vanhu vakawanda.
We are to do good people.
Vanhu vanoda kungodzi vanhu vakadaka.
We join church.
Tinoyova nheko dzekereke.
Listen to me.
That's what Tererai.
Yes, what Brother Higginbotham was speaking about this morning.
Brother Higginbotham
and he says, not Brother Higginbotham, but the Holy Spirit spoke through him. We are a do good people. We join church. And you want to be so loving. And so sweet. We just don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Of course not. We want to be such a sweet Christian. We want to be a manufacturer Christ. We want to manufacture Christ. Christ is not manufactured. Oh, if I could only get some words that God would give me. So you could see what I mean. So the prophet says, that's why I just don't take the Holy Ghost. To be that is just another sensation. He says the Holy Ghost. Is deity. Amen. Dwelling in a man. Tabernacled in a man. That when that person speaks, it's like God speaking. Amen. So brother, sister, if ever you wanted to know what the Holy Ghost is, it's God himself, tabernacled in a believer. That's when he speaks, it's almost like it's like God speaking. Because that was the reason he came into flesh. That was the reason. He went on the cross at Calvary. That was the whole purpose which he wanted to achieve. Is to bring back you and me to that place where Adam was. That's why, brother, sister, in this hour that we are living here, we are such a privileged people that our eyes have been opened to see what God has done in this day. Amen. God did it for a purpose. Amen, brother, sister, that we could see what God wants in this hour that we are living
in.
But, brother, sister, we are getting caged up with the things which are around us till we forget what God has been pointing us to. The reason the prophet came in this hour that we are living in is because the church of God had gone away from the purpose why God had called them. And brother, sister, this hour again, even when we are embracing the message of the hour, even when we are embracing what the prophet has said, the church is caught up in other things. They are forgetting the message of this hour is for Christ to dwell in the life of the believer. Amen. Whilst we are going along, there is many things, amen, which we meet with along the way. But the goal is for God to be fully manifest in you and me, despite whatever we might approve of this world. Yes, we are going to get those things. Because it's the promise of God. He says, if you have left brother, if you have left sister, if you have left mother, if you have left father, if you have left house, I will give you brothers sisters,
hazanzi,
mothers,
baba,
fathers,
vanamai,
amen, houses,
nezimba,
whatever
chikachi,
you have forsaken because of the gospel, God is going to give it to you.
Maracha kupa.
Not in heaven.
Kwete kudenga.
Right now.
Ipo pano.
And in the world to come.
Pano.
Eternal life. Amen. So, brother, sister,
Amanjadzi.
Those things, we get them along the way. Because it's the promise of the word of God. But we should never lose focus. Because of those things. When those things are around us, we should be prepared. Amen. If they become, if they become like the Philistines around us, we should be able to be like Samson. He knew the purpose of God. What God had raised him up for was to destroy the Philistines. But because of the things around him, here he was caged. He was being made fun of by the world. The world was looking at him. The world wanted him to make sport. But brother, sister, because he had been called, called before the foundations of the world, he had purpose that I'm going to raise a son by the name of Samson. And his purpose is to destroy the Philistines. But when he was caged up, amen, and he seemed he was so much failed, the Philistines were happy. Amen. That, oh, now we have taken a hold of him. The devil is happy. Amen. It has caged the children of God. Amen. They are so much tied up with the things around them. But brother, sister, what are we saying this morning? Let God bring that realization that you have been born, amen, under a Nazarite vow. You are not like the world. You are not like everyone else. God has raised you up for a purpose. Amen. When you have come to that place, be like
Samson.
When you come to that realization and you say, Lord, let me die with the Philistines. Let me make to come to pass the purpose you have brought me up for.
And
you should be willing to die. You should be willing to forsake all, that the purpose of God might be fulfilled in your life. You have to come to that place. You have to set yourself this morning, brother, sister, and say, Lord, here I am. I know you have called me. I have no doubt, amen, that I've been born under a Nazarite vow. That I've been born different from all the other Israelites. I've got a purpose. And my purpose is to show God. And my purpose is to speak like God. Lord, if there is anything in my life which is holding that purpose, amen, I want to die. I want to that, come to that place where you can be fully manifest in my own life, because he has raised you up for a purpose. You are here, brother, sister, because God wanted you to be here. You are not here because your father is here. You are not here because your mother is here. You are not here because your wife is here. I am here, brother, sister, because God called me. Amen. I am here, brother, sister, because I know I was in him before the foundations of the world. Amen. I'm part of him. And I'm also saying, if there is anything in my life, Lord, forgive me this morning. If there is any hindrance for that purpose to be accomplished in my own life, God be merciful. Amen. Amen, brother, sister. That's our heart's desire in our lives.
Morning,
that God might be shown in his beauty. That God might show his full purpose for our life. That's why we are here this morning. Amen. I'm so glad. Amen. that he has chosen me
kuti akandisarudza
before the foundations of the world.
Nyika isati yavamba.
I'm so glad
ndinofara
that he made a way for me
kuti akandigadzirira nzira
that I should go
kuti ndigoenda
in whatever thing which I have gone through
kuti chese chandakapinda nemachiri
just to show
kuti zvakaitirwa ndiratidze runako rwake
just to show
kuti ndiratidze
what God is
kuti Mwari ndiani
when people look at me
kuti vanhu vanotarisa
the one thing they see
chavanoona
they see God
vanoona Mwari
the one thing they see
chavanoona
they see the manifestation
vanoona kuratidzwa
of the life of God
kweupenyu hwaMwari
that's why brother sister
ndosaka hamanzvanzi
in this hour that we are living
nguva ino yatiri kurarama
let it be our purpose
gachive chinangwa chedu
whatever we do
kuti chipi chatoita
whatever it is
chingava chii
whatever we go through
chingava chii chatopinda nemachiri
have this one purpose
ngapa ine chinangwa
that God
kuti Mwari
wants to be seen
anoda kuonekwa
in my life
mukati meupenyu hwangu isakuropafadzei ama
bless you.